Are you an employee or an independent contractor? Regulators have a new litmus test. For Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. The Labor Department has a new rule for determining which workers are independent contractors and which should be classified as employees with rights to minimum wage, overtime, and other benefits. This is a change to a Trump-era policy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The Trump administration's rule was more independent contractor friendly, focusing mostly on the employer's control of working conditions and how much opportunity the worker had to make a profit or loss. The new rule considers the whole economic relationship, says employment attorney Denise Kaiser at law firm Ballard Spahr.
Are they truly independent? Are they in business for themselves? Are they investing in materials or equipment? Are they running their own business? Are they running the show?
That's a lot of boxes to check off to prove someone working for you is an independent contractor, not an employee. And Sally Dworak-Fisher at the National Employment Law Project says that'll make it harder for gig economy companies to explain why their drivers aren't eligible for the full benefits of employment.
Laid out in the rule, one of the factors is, does the worker meaningfully negotiate or set their own prices? Ride-hail drivers and many app-based workers have no power to negotiate, much less set their own prices.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has opposed the new rule. Vice President Mark Friedman predicts it'll stifle gig work in a range of professions.
Financial services, I think of the solo operator running, let's say, a web design service. This regulation is going to cause some companies to not want to engage independent contractors as they had before for fear that they will be considered employees.
The new independent contractor rule is set to go into effect March 11th. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The FAA has extended the grounding of 737 MAX 9 jets as investigators work to determine why a door plug meant to seal an emergency exit broke off the fuselage of a MAX plane Friday during an Alaska Airlines flight. Boeing CEO David Calhoun said the company will acknowledge its mistake. Conflicts around the globe, doubts about China's economy, these are just some of the worries this year listed in an annual report from political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. But stick with us for the next few minutes, and you'll also hear an upbeat forecast for one major diplomatic relationship. The Eurasia Group's founder and president is Ian Bremmer. He spoke with the host of this program, David Brancaccio.
We have to start with 2024 as an election year, both in the U.S., but I should point out India, Russia, the European Parliament. But what's your formulation here? The U.S. election, you're calling it the U.S. versus itself?
Yeah. In fact, a war along the lines of what we're seeing between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Hamas, because inside the United States, they see each other as principal adversaries and they don't agree on basic facts. David, most of the elections in the world this year are actually not at all destabilizing. Russia, because we know what the outcome is going to be. Sri Lanka, we just had. India, enormously popular leader, is going to get another 5 years. European Union, their parliament's going to return the same coalition. But in the United States, where both of these leaders have everything to fight over and for, this is a crisis of democracy.
Yeah, and I was looking at this report from Goldman Sachs late last year that shows that incumbent U.S. presidents tend to win unless there's an economic downturn. The statistics don't show an economic downturn, but there's also the perception of the economy that voters have.
Well, incumbents aren't usually running against former presidents. That's number one. Usually the basic information environment is not contested. That's number two. And usually the president is an 81. If Trump wasn't running against him, everyone would say Biden shouldn't be running. He's not going to make it to 86 to finish out a second term. But all of that goes out the window when your former president that is running refused to accept a free and fair transfer of power. I mean, my God, the former Secretary of Defense under Trump came out and said that Trump is a clear danger to the future of democracy. That should be, in a functional democracy, that would be the top thing that you're actually debating. That is not what's happening in the United States right now, which tells you about the crisis that's presently going on politically in this country.
I was desperate for even more doom scrolling, at least the audio version here from you. But I see that you seem to make the case that things might be looking up for the U.S.-China relationship.
Yeah, the most important geopolitical relationship in the world, the Chinese really don't want any further crisis with the U.S. because their economy is performing so badly. And the United States, dealing with the Middle East, dealing with Russia, Ukraine, and in the middle of an election campaign, Biden wants to manage the relationship as well.
Now, artificial intelligence. I mean, this is a list of geopolitical risks. Is this the year AI gets too big for its boots and causes some kind of existential threat?
Not existential. And I'm a big enthusiast about AI and what it can do to help the economy globally. But this is definitely a year where the technology that is driving AI is moving a lot faster than the ability to govern it. And that means that disinformation driven by AI, especially as it impacts elections, as well as the proliferation of dangerous AI technologies in the hands of actors, both government and non-government, that are willing to use it to threaten national security, that is becoming a risk in 2024.
Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the Eurasia Group and G-Zero Media, speaking to us about Eurasia's top risks report. Ian, always good to check in.
Great to be back, David.
And David Brancaccia with that interview. Quick check on markets. The latest Boeing MAX news is sending shares of that company lower 1.5% in futures trading this morning. I'm Nova Savo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.